As the year for priests draws to its conclusion and ahead of his upcoming pilgrimage to venerate the Shroud of Turin, on Wednesday in his general audience, Pope Benedict XVI held up the example of two priests native of the northern Italian city who, through their dedication and witness to charity, have been written on the rolls of the saints.
St. Leonard Morialdo, the founder of the Congregation of St. Joseph, devoted his life to the education and pastoral care of disadvantaged young people. He saw his priestly vocation as a gracious gift of God's love to be received with gratitude, joy, and love.
The second saint who lived through the turbulent years of the Napoleonic Wars was Saint Joseph Cottolengo, whom Pope Benedict described as an outstanding apostle of charity.
Early in his priesthood, after a dramatic encounter with human suffering, he founded the little home of divine providence, involving scores of people, priests, religious, and laity alike, in a great charitable outreach which continues today.
Indeed, this Sunday, May 2nd, Pope Benedict XVI will personally visit this home on the outskirts of this industrial city. It will be his last appointment of the day after having prayed before the shroud and celebrated Mass with the faithful of the diocese. And before imparting his apostolic blessing, Pope Benedict XVI greeted pilgrims and visitors to the Vatican this Wednesday.
I offer most cordial welcome to the Communion of the Ecclesia from the Lutheran Church of Norway and from the Church of England. My warm greeting also goes to the group of Jewish leaders visiting the Vatican with the Pave the Way Foundation. I invoke Almighty God's blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Emma McCarthy.